请我们一起默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名继续我们的学习。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our class.
这一次箴言的课程啊，被安排了啊十个小时。
So this time for the book of Proverbs, we had 10 classes or 10 hours.
所以呢，我就准备了十个单元。
So I had prepared 10 topics.
但是事实上我知道不会上完。
But I was pretty sure we weren't going to cover all of them.
我也很刻意的不把它上完。
And I actually very purposefully did not finish.
我们知道我们在吃东西有些东西是可以细嚼慢咽慢慢的品尝。
And so we know that when we're eating things, there are some things that we can chew on very slowly and savor the flavor.
那箴言呢就是这样的一本书。
And Proverbs is such a book.
我们可以慢慢的读好好的去做思考。
But we can slowly read over it and then go and slowly think and meditate on it.
从里头来得到一些的教训或者一些感想启发。
And then we can learn some teachings and some reflections and have some reflections on this book.
那我努力的来做示范怎么来默想这个箴言。
And so I'll give an example of how we go to meditate upon the book of Proverbs.
那我也是第一次教这一个课程所以也不晓得我示范的好不好但是我是很尽力。
And so this is my first time teaching this class, so I don't know if I've succeeded in providing an example for you, but I'm trying my best.
那我现在在考虑我是要跳到最后一个单元还是继续前面的。
And so right now I'm trying to decide if I should hop to the last section or if I should continue with what we've been on.
因为我们有开始也应该有结束。
Because we had a beginning, we should have an end as well.
那因为我没有办法跟大家讨论所以我就自己决定我们跳到第十单元。
And since I can't discuss with you all to make this decision, I'll just make the decision myself and we'll jump to the last section, section 10.
那在这个之前请大家翻开路加福音24章。
But first, let's all turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音24章44节。
Luke 24 verse 44。
四十四节，耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。”
Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me."
约翰福音里头有一句话说为主耶稣做见证的就是这一本圣经。
In the book of John, it talks about those who bear witness for the Lord, it is this Bible.
那当时主耶稣说那一句话当然指的是旧约圣经。
And it is the scripture. And so when Jesus said this, he was talking about the Old Testament.
那主耶稣在这里又一次的 确定旧约圣经许许多多的经文都是指着他讲的。
And once again, here Jesus once again reiterates that all of those things which were written in the Old Testament, they are about him.
那在这里主耶稣列出了三大类就是律法、先知还有诗篇。
Here he lists three major sections. He says the law, the prophets, and the Psalms.
我们知道箴言里头的句子它的结构跟诗篇里头的句子的结构是类似是一样的。
And we know that the book of Proverbs, it actually shares a very similar feel with the book of Psalms.
它的那个句子的 structure 是一样的。
The sentence structure in the book of Proverbs is very similar.
哦，所以这里的诗篇应该包括了箴言。
And so when it says Psalms here, it probably also includes Proverbs.
哦，所以事实上箴言里头有很多的经文啊，其实是指着主耶稣。
And so in the book of Proverbs, many sections are actually also talking about Jesus Christ.
啊，尤其在描写智慧的时候啊，其实大概就是在讲主耶稣。
Especially when talking about wisdom, they are talking about the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
啊，特别是箴言的第八章。
Especially Proverbs chapter 8.
哦，那所以在这个啊，我们的第九单元里头呢，啊，我就列出了很多这种对比的经节。
And so actually in the section 9, I list a lot of these, the
啊，就是有一节箴言的经文啊，然后会有一节新约圣经的对照。
And I put the two together, so you can see the verse in Proverbs and then with the verse in the New Testament.
啊，那当然这些新约经文的这些新约的经文都是从四个福音书里头出来的。
And of course, these are all from the New Testament references are all from the four Gospels.
啊，就像主耶稣所说的。他说的都必须应验。
And just as Jesus said that all that was concerning him must all be fulfilled.
啊，那主耶稣来到世上啊，他的一切啊，都是记录在这个四福音里头。
And Jesus, when he was on this earth, it is all recorded in the four Gospels.
啊，那我们这样箴言跟四福音的对照啊，我们就很清楚的知道，是的，啊，主耶稣，啊，我们就可以很容易的来，啊，明白主耶稣在这里所说的。
And so when we put the two side by side like this, then we can really understand what Jesus is saying.
啊，我们第十单元，啊，是箴言三十章。
And so the 10th section here now is about Proverbs chapter 30.
请我们翻到箴言三十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
30章第一节。
Chapter 30, verse 1.
雅基的儿子雅古尔的言语就是箴言。
The words of Agur, the son of Jacob, his utterance.
啊，所以这个30章啊，啊，这里有特别指出啊，这是啊雅古尔的言语。
So here it says very explicitly that this is written by Agur.
啊，我们啊不对雅古尔这个人去探讨他，好，我们直接的来看他啊他所说的内容。
And so we won't take too much time to look at Agur the person, but let's look at what he wrote.
我们请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
神的言语句句都是炼净的。投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
Verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him.
他的言语你不可加添，恐怕他责备你，你就显为说谎言的。
Verse 6, do not add to his words lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar.
啊，这里他来提到这个神的教训，神的言语是啊，多么的宝贵啊，多么的重要。
And here he is talking about how precious and how important it is to learn from the Word of God.
这里有特别提醒说不可以加添。
And here it says very clearly, do not add to his words.
那今天我们啊得到资讯啊，非常的啊非常容易的一个时代。
And today we live in an information society.
那我们不是啊，我们不会把一些东西加到圣经里头。
And we won't add things into the Bible.
啊，但是呢，我们常常会把一些东西加到我们的想法或者我们的生活里头。
But we do often add new information into how we think or how we live.
啊，这个早在保罗的时代，他就已经提出了警告。
And so even in the time of Paul, he already gave this warning.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情意，增添好些师傅。
verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
这个保罗是在跟提摩太讲，到提摩太的时候呢，传福音，传纯正的道理，会越来越困难。
And so Paul is telling Timothy that in his time that preaching the pure gospel, it will become more and more difficult.
人不喜欢这个得救的福音纯正的道理。
That people will not listen to this pure doctrine of salvation.
人会为自己增添了这个好些师傅。
That they will be heaping up for themselves these teachers.
当然保罗说你传福音比我困难，但是呢还是要传。
And of course, Paul is telling him that it will be more difficult to preach the truth, but you still must continue to preach the truth.
我们要宣传主耶稣的爱，一直到主耶稣再来。
That we need to preach the love of Christ until he comes again.
我们要宣传主耶稣对人的拯救，一直到主耶稣再来。
That we need to preach of his salvation plan until he comes again.
这里保罗是在讲这些还没有信主的人的的情况。
And here Paul is actually talking about those who have not yet believed the situation they are in.
但是我们不要只看别人，我们读真言，我们有要养成这种习惯，常常的回过头来看我们自己。
But let's not only look at others, that when we read the book of Proverbs, we also have to often look at ourselves.
今天我们是不是也常常给自己增添很多的师父。
That in today, do we also heap up for ourselves teachers?
如果我们仔细想的话，或许我们会承认，是的，我们或多或少有这样的行为。
And if we think very clearly, then clearly about ourselves, then we may realize that yes, we do have some of these type of that we do this.
当然我们不是在季节在火刃我们周遭的许许多多的这些资讯。
And of course we are not just rejecting all of the knowledge and information that we have at our hands.
但是我们要很小心的，不可以让这些来取代了这本圣经。
But we have to be very careful that these do not replace the Bible.
有时候其实圣经里头有很好的东西，很好的道理，我们没有好好的去学我们只是往外面这个拼命的找。
And sometimes there are good teachings in the Bible, but we do not go and find them. Instead, we go looking out elsewhere frantically.
我们知道好好的做一个好人，这个很重要。
We know that it is important to be a good person.
我们要好好的培养自己有这种好的表现，这个很重要。
To have good actions that we need to work on ourselves to do this, that this is important.
我们要好好的来经营我们的家庭，让我们拥有一个快乐的家庭。
That we need to work on our family so that we can have a joyful family.
虽然我们的目标是永生的天国，但是在世界上我们一样要有一个美好的人生。
That even though our end goal is to make it to the kingdom of heaven, that we still want to live a beautiful life on this earth.
那么我们常常就是找这个世界上的很多有关这方面的书籍。
And so oftentimes we go to find these books in this world that are talking about this.
那其实神关心我们的不只是我们将来的永生，他 也很关心我们活着的时候种种的事情。
But God does not only care about our eternal life, that he also cares about our day-to-day needs.
所以其实圣经里头的圣经里头给我们的教训是非常丰富的。
And so the teachings in the Bible, they are very abundant.
只是我们忽略的，并没有好好的去学习，去思考。
It's just sometimes that we have ignored them, that we have not gone to go and study them.
所以就我们也会换了这种给自己增添很多师父的这种现象。
And so we have done the same thing, which is that we have heaped up for ourselves teachers.
我们再请看箴言三十章第七节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7.
第七节，我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不赐给我。
Two things I request of you, deprive me not before I die.
求你使我使虚假和谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，赐给我需用的饮食。
Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me.
恐怕我饱足不认你说主是谁，又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my Lord.
这个雅古尔呢它代表着一般的大众来做这样的一个祈求。
And so Agur, he is speaking as one of the people to make this request.
一般来讲我们都是跟所有的人是差不多的都是很平凡的。
For the most part, we are all ordinary people.
所以呢我们应该就是努力的来过着这种很平凡的生活。
And so we should strive to live these ordinary lives.
有两个英文字叫做 common good, 就是一般的好 common good.
And so there's this term, the common good.
那我个人是觉得我是一个很平凡的人所以我很喜欢这两个字 common good.
And so for myself, I consider myself a very normal person, and so I like this term, the common good.
那当然如果神给我们安排的是是那种比较突出的很特殊的那当然就不一样。
And of course, if God has allowed for us to live a more extraordinary life, then of course this is different.
但是一般来讲呢我们应该都是绝大部分的人是像雅古尔这样子。
But for the most part, we should be like Agur here.
在我们的生活里头我们不是很这个不是最非常有非常富足，但是也不是非常贫穷的，那我们就要这个很喜乐的好好的来过这样的日子。
That we are not extremely poor nor are we extremely rich, and so we should very joyfully live in this life.
不需要有那种不必要的那种这个贪想要得更多在我们的生活里头。
That we don't need to have this greed to want the things that we don't need.
很多的不对不好就是从这个贪不满足而来的。
And many bad things come about because of this greed or want.
所以很多人很喜欢这三个经节。
And so many people really like these three verses.
那喜欢也要照着这三个经节这样的一个原则来经营我们的生活来经营我们的家庭。
And then so we use these three verses as a way for us to live our lives and our families.
最重要的是把这一条信仰的道路要走得好要走得成功。
And most importantly is that we can walk on this path of faith well and be successful in it.
好，我们再请看十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
从十一节到十四节呢特别提到四种人。
So from verse 11 to verse 14, it discusses four types of people.
第一种人就是会咒诅户这个 这个啊，对父母亲不孝顺的人。
The first, it says there's a generation that curses its father. It is the generation that does not show filial piety.
啊，那第二种人，十二节所讲的自以为清洁啊，其实是污秽的。
And then the verse 12, there's a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness.
啊，那第三种人呢，是这个啊，骄傲的人。
On the third, it is those who are proud.
啊，第四种人呢，啊，是这种啊，这个啊，邪恶、残酷啊，会伤害人的。
The fourth are those who are evil and cruel, that they want to harm others.
啊，那他只是说有这四种人，那并没有做任何的评论。
And he doesn't make any judgment. He just says that there are these four types of people.
哦，那其实，在箴言的其他的经节里头呢，也都有论到这四种人。
And so in the book of Proverbs, it also talks about these four types of people.
哦，这告诉我们说，在这个生活里头，我们一定会看到这四种人。
And so this tells us that in our life, we will meet up with these four types of people.
哦，那从箴言里头，我们就应该知道怎么来看待，怎么来对待这种人。
And from the book of Proverbs, we should know how to interact with these types of people.
那当然，我们也不要受影响，成为这种人。
And of course, we should not be influenced by them to become like them.
哦，因为从箴言里头，我们可以看出来，如果成为这样的人，会有怎样的结果。
Because also from the book of Proverbs, we can see that if we become like them, what type of consequences we will face.
如果我们所爱的人，他成为这样的人。
If the people whom we love become like this.
哦，那我们应该好好的来为他们祷告。
Then we need to pray for them.
啊，我们可以的话，好好的来跟他们啊，这个沟通。
And if we can, that we need to communicate with them.
啊，来帮助他们来脱离这种啊愚昧的生活。
And to help them to depart from living this type of foolish life.
好，我们再请看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
十八节，我所测不透的、奇妙的有三样。啊，连我所不知道的共有四样。
18. There are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four which I do not understand.
啊，这里这个雅古尔啊，他又要提到四样东西。
Here, Agur is going to raise up four points again.
19节。
19.
就是鹰在空中飞的道，蛇在磐石上爬的道，船在海中行的道。难以你交合的道。
The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on the rock, the way of the ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a virgin.
在十八节他就有提到他所提的这四件事情呢是测不透的，是很奇妙的。
And so in verse 18, he says that these are too wonderful that he cannot understand what these things are.
啊，这个鹰在很高的天空上面啊，在那边飞。
And the first one is this eagle flying high in the air.
啊，虽然它飞得很高，但是它可以看得到地面上的猎物。
Even though he flies so high in the air, he can still see the prey of the earth.
啊，它可以突然间的冲下来啊，来得到它的猎物。
And he can swoop down and to catch his prey.
哦，那他在高空上面飞啊，他不会啊迷失了他的方向。
And even though he flies in the air, that he does not become lost.
啊，我们知道我们今天飞机也在空中飞，那飞机里头呢，这个驾驶舱里头有许许多多的很精密的这些仪器。
And so we know that when airplanes are flying in the air, that they have so many instruments in the cockpit.
啊，这个飞机飞在空中，它需要方向。
And for an airplane to fly in the air, it needs to know its direction.
所以它需要有很多的这些仪器跟设备。
So they need to know, they need to have all of these different instruments.
虽然鹰在这个鸟类，它是算是很大的这个鸟类。
And so even though the eagle, it is considered a very large, it is considered very large in the bird family.
但是再怎么样，它都比飞机小很多。
But no matter what, it is much smaller than any airplane.
那它的头跟这个飞机的驾驶舱比起来，更是小。
And if you compare the eagle's head to the size of a cockpit, it is very tiny.
但是真的很奇妙的，它就是可以在高空这样子很自由的飞翔。
But it is very miraculous and wonderful that you can see that this eagle can just fly through the air.
它就是有办法来生存下去。
So that this eagle can continue to live.
神就是赐给他有这样子的本能本领。
And so God gave them this innate ability.
那我们人只能够说，哇，神的创造真奇妙。
And so as men, all we can say is, wow, God's creation is so great.
那这个蛇它没有脚但是它在这个石头上在那边爬行。
And so for the snake, that's even though they do not have feet, they can still move about on the rock.
它有这样子的能力所以呢它有办法生存。
Because he has this ability,He can continue to survive.
既然神创造他，神就有给他这种能够生存的这种本能，这种能力。
And so since God created them, that he has also given them this ability so that they can survive.
那再来这个船在海上航行。
And then also the next one is the way of a ship in the midst of the sea.
有些船当然被造得很大。
And some ships are very large.
但是放在这个海洋里头，它也是显得非常的渺小。
But in the middle of the ocean, they are still very small.
那这个船航行在这个汪洋大海里头。
And so when this ship is in the middle of this large ocean,
那个海有多大呢？
How large and how great is this ocean?
有时候我们站在这个甲板上看过去看不到边。
And sometimes when we stand on the deck of a ship, that no matter which way we look, we cannot see any land.
那当然今天在这个船上呢，跟飞机一样有很多很先进的这些仪器这些设备。
And for ships today, that they have also, like the airplane, they have a lot of different instruments to keep them afloat.
但是这个船在海上航行呢，不是今天才有，在古代，很久的古代以前，就已经有这样的事情。
But boats being on the water, this is not something new. This has been around for a long time.
那在古代没有今天的这些仪器设备，那他们怎么有办法在海上航行。
And so without all of this modern equipment, how did the ships?
是的，这些航海的人他们就有办法来认出他们航行的方向。
How did they navigate in the past? And so it is true that these sailors of old, they were very skilled in knowing their directions.
这是他们的职业，他们是靠这个来生活的。
That this was their livelihood.
我们从旁边的人来看，哇，这些水手，他们真厉害。
And so when we look at them, we think, wow, they truly were talented.
因为他们要靠这个吃饭，他们就有那个本能，有那个能力。
Because they needed this as their livelihood, so that they did this to eat.
那第四个。第四个项目呢，他说到这个男女交合的道。
And then here on the fourth one, it says the way of a man with a virgin.
哦，那这个常常就会让我们觉得比较不晓得他到底在讲什么。
And this one is something that we may not be as understanding of what he meant.
哦，那我们知道在这个生活里头，常常会有一些的会有一些的这个俚语就是一些我们惯用的话，它有代表着一些特别的意思。
And so sometimes we know that today when we sometimes use phrases that have certain meanings.
那所以这里所提到的这几件或许是他们当时惯用的语言，他们听了就知道是什么意思。
And so when he says this here, it may be something that they understood back then.
我举一个例子比如说我在某一个教会跟开职务会的时候。
For example, if we are having a council meeting at a church.
那有一个年轻的这个职务会的人员那如果当他主持会议的时候。
And so when there is this, there's a young council member that when he leads the meeting,
常常在一件事情讨论有了结果之后呢，那他就会说 cool.
And so after we come to a decision, then he'll say cool.
或者在讨论当中，他如果觉得说，这个意见很好，他也会 cool.
Or if he thinks that an idea is very good, he'll say cool.
那我一开始觉得，他讲这个什么意思？
And when I first heard it, I thought, what is he trying to say?
以我的英文听起来，这个 cool 就是凉爽。
And so for me, when he says cool, I think that it means to be temperature cool.
但是是不是这个字我没有仔细去考究了但是我渐渐就明白了，他讲。每一次他讲 cool 是什么，大概就表示什么。
And it's and so finally I kind of just realized what he kind of meant when he said cool.
好，那既然我们不是那个时代的人那我们就根据字面我们来做一些思考。
And so since we are not from that time period, we can just kind of take it as on its surface.On what it means on the surface value.
因为把这个最后一个也放进来那很有可能最后一个这个是主要的重点。
And because this was included at the end, it may also be the most important point.
那我们已经讲过前面三个呢都是他们有那种本能就是说他们有那种本能是 instinct, 是不是就有那种本能所以他们能够生存。
And so the first three we already talked about how these are three things that kind of rely on the instinct of, that rely on instinct, and so that it allows them to do their, what they do.
好那我就根据我的经验我来思考一下这个第四件事情，男女女交合的道。
And so from that, and based on my understanding, then I'll talk about what the fourth point is.
在大概，应该二十年前。
And so about 20 years ago.
我们有一些，我们住的地方有一些城市它会允许人把那个。没有连在跟房子连在一起的那个车库把它改建成可以有两个房间或一个房间的这种可以住的地方。
And so where we were living at the time, they were allowing those with a detached garage to transform their garage into a one or two bedroom apartment.
那或者说你住的房子本来是一层楼的平房。你可以在上面再加盖比较小的一个大概可以有两个房间的或一个房间的这样的一个好像阁楼的这样所谓的 bonus room。
And then so in your house that you could also add a second story if you lived in a one story, that you could have an extra room or two.
那就有一个家庭，他们就在他们房子上面呢，再加盖了，加了一个 bonus room， 那这个上面呢就有两个房间。
And so there was this family that built a second story, and so they added two extra rooms.
那他们一个还没有结婚的儿子呢，就住到那上面去。
And so they let their son, who was not yet married, live in this room.
但事实上那上面是有两个房间。
And there's actually two rooms in that area.
那不久之后，这个男主人，这个弟兄的子女，那他换工作到这个城市来。
And so not long after this, their niece changed jobs and moved to the same city.
那也不确定说这个工作他喜不喜欢，他会不会就比较永久性的做这个工作。
And she wasn't sure if she was going to be staying, if she was going to like the job and wanted to stay there.
所以就希望说能够暂住到 uncle 的家里，能够住一段时间。
And so she wanted to try to stay in her uncle's house for a bit.
所以这个 uncle 就想说，刚好那个上面还，这个楼上还有一个房间。
And so this uncle thought, well, there's still this extra room in the second story.
但是这个 uncle 的，这个女主人，这个姐妹呢，她却不赞成。
But this, the wife did not agree with this decision.
那当时她的说法，她是说，这个两个年轻人虽然是 cousin 一男一女自己住在这个楼上。
And she said that, that even though they are cousins.For these two young people, one boy, one girl, to live in the same area.
他说人呢，有一部分呢，就像动物一样。
And she said there's a part of humans that is like animals.
我们知道动物要繁殖的话，你把公的母的换在一起，那他们就会交配。
And we know that if you put...a male and female of the same species together that they will typically mate.
那是他们的本能。
That is their natural instinct.
那所以呢，这个姐妹呢，她就以这个论点，所以她不赞成让两个年轻人住在同一楼。
And so this wife, this was her reasoning for not wanting the two of them to be living in such close quarters.
那在我们的这个生活当中呢，有很少很少的这样的例子。
And so in our life, there are very few examples like this.
一男一女他们这个发生了男女的关系。
And that when a man and a woman, that they have relations with each other.
但是两个人呢，都没有意愿把对方当成未来的配偶。
But they don't consider the other person to be a future spouse.
也就是两个人他们是很坚决的不愿意两个走上结婚的这个道路。
Or that they very adamantly are not going towards marriage.
那或许有一方愿意结婚，有一方就是不愿意。
Or perhaps one side is willing, but the other side is not.
那既然你们不想，没有那个意愿成为夫妻，那当时为什么会发生男女的关系？
And if you are not willing to get married, then why is it that you had this type of relationship?
哇，那这个就很难讲，很复杂，不晓得当时为什么会这么做。
It becomes very difficult, and it seems that no one knows why they had this relationship in the first place.
所以这个男女交合的道呢，我是根据我的这些经验跟观察，我这样来做思考。
And so when we talk about this, the way of a man with a virgin, this is what my thoughts are.
哦，那也就是说我们啊，就男哈，就是说男女两个人啊，最好不要啊，在非常隐秘的啊这种单独的相处。
Which is also to say that so men and women should not have a such a close intimate relationship without by themselves.
哦，就是说在啊，对哈，就是说。啊、不论是已婚的、未婚的、啊、应该、啊、应该 都是 要这样的谨慎。
And whether you are married or not, you should still be careful on either ways.、
啊、因为这种男女的事情，有时候你就是说不上来，但是它就是会发生。
Because with the relationship between men and women, you don't know why, but sometimes things just happen.、
啊、我们再请看箴言三十章。二十一节到二十三节。
Let's look at verses 21 to 23.
好，那这里也提到啊四个啊四件事情，很特别的事情。
And here again, it raises four things that are very special.
二十一节使地震动的有三样，连地担不起的共有四样。
21, for three things the earth is perturbed, for yes, for four it cannot bear up.
22, 就是仆人作王，一万人吃饱。
22, for a servant when he reigns, a fool when he is filled with food.
23, 丑恶的女子出嫁，卑女接续祖母。
23, a hateful woman when she is married, and a maidservant who succeeds her mistress.
哦，正常来讲，不会发生这样的事情。
In a normal situation, these things will not happen.
但是有这种违反常理的事实却存在我们的生活里头。
But sometimes these type of situations do pop up in our lives.
所以我们常常会觉得说不应该会发生这种事情。
And so sometimes we may think that something like this should never have happened.
但是在人的生活里头没有百分之百的决定，绝对的。
But in our lives, there is nothing that is absolute.
也会有这种违反常理的事情，它发生了，它成为事实。
That there will be these things that we think are unthinkable, but they still happen.
也就是说，我们在处理人的事情我们不要过分的把它绝对了。
Which means that in how we react to things, that we should not react in a completely absolute manner.
有时候我们对某个人很失望。
And sometimes we may feel very disappointed towards someone.
加上我们很生气。
And we may be very angry.
我们有时候会痛骂这个人，你永远站不起来，你永远没有办法翻身。
And that we may want to curse at this person that
你就永远这样的坏下去了，你不会变好的。
That we just think that you're always going to be like this. You're never going to get any better.
那这就是我们把这个把话说得很结了。
Which means that we've spoken with a very closed mind.
但是谁知道有一天他改变了。他变好了，他变成功了。
But who knows? They may one day change. They may become better.
结果在见面的时候，你想起你当初对他所说的话。
And then when you meet up again, then you will think about what you said to them before.
那你一定自己会觉得很难堪的。
And then it may be very difficult for you to say anything then.
好，再来二十九节到三十一节。
And then verses 29 to 31.
29步行威武的有三样连行走威武的共有四样。
29, there are three things which are majestic in pace, yes, four which are stately in walk.
30就是狮子乃百兽中的最猛烈无所躲避的。
30, a lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any.
31, 猎狗攻山羊和无人能敌的君王。
31, a greyhound, a male goat also, and a king whose troops are with him.
既然是没有办法抵挡。
And since this is something that cannot be defended against.
那我的思考是这样子。有些事情有些人我们应当避开的我们就不要跟他有正面的冲突。
That there are some situations and there are some people that we should avoid. We should not have any confrontation with them.
这个小动物一定打不过狮子，所以听到狮子的脚步声就赶快逃走了。
That a small rodent cannot defeat a lion, and so when it hears the footsteps of the lion, it should quickly escape.
有一些人我们是碰不得的，是不能是没有办法跟他这个相对抗的那我们宁可赶快避开。
That there are some people who we cannot overcome, and so we should just kind of avoid them.
所以有一些事情我们是要正面的去处理，有一些事情呢我们是需要避开的。
So there are things that we should go and face head on, and then there are others that we should avoid.
那我们就学习到这里我们大家一起默祷。
And so we'll conclude here. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.